It is 13 minutes to 8, and it's time for our thought for the day. This morning, joining us in the studio is Martin Spettigue. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Mark. If you are a newspaper reader, it would have been difficult to miss the report of an 11-year-old girl trying to break into a supermarket weeks ago. Since this event, there's been more and more news of youngsters of 10 to 14 or more terrorising people and acting like young thugs. We read of overseas teachers quitting their jobs here after a few weeks because of uncontrollable pupils. The NSPCC says that the community has disappeared and there is lack of stability within families. Often there is no male role model, and in some families there have been 2 to 3 generations of unemployment. Inadequate parents make excuses for their children's behaviour and blame others, perhaps teachers or social workers. Teachers find that current legislation is centred around the child, and this has left them impotent to deal with ill discipline. Some of the smarter children have learnt how to exploit these laws to their advantage. It's a far cry from an aunt I used to try to avoid, who would regularly remind me that children should be seen and not heard. The problem is that on today's child depends tomorrow's future. What increases the problem is that we are not a disciplined society, like Japan and many Eastern countries, where the family unit is strong. For many Eastern parents, it is not a matter of just feeding, clothing, and sending children to school. Right from the beginning, the parents take the responsibility for seeing the higher side, the divine side in their children. They try to inspire their children with love, and the children then will inspire others with love. It is from the one that we influence the many. By this means, the world can progress. When Jesus came, he was the one, but he inspired millions and millions of us. If we start with the right approach to the children, then the world can be transformed by love. Goodbye.